Om Shanti. Today is 23rd July 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you be a true server who is a destroyer of obstacles by creating an atmosphere of renunciation and tapasya. The biggest title of the father is world servant. In the similar way, children are also world servants, that is, they are servers. A server means a renunciate and a tapasvi. Where there is renunciation and tapasya, fortune comes in front of you like a maid. Servers are those who give, not those who take. That is why they are always free from obstacles. By being a server and creating an atmosphere of renunciation and tapasya, you will constantly be a destroyer of obstacles. So Baba is telling, what is the biggest title of the father? What is the biggest title of the father? What is it? He is the world servant. He comes as a servant. He comes to serve the world. That is his biggest title. And just as whatever titles the world has given to the father, they all are our title. Whatever names the world has given to the father, whatever titles the world has given to the father, they all are our swaman, our self-respect. So the biggest title which has been given to the father is the world servant. So just as he comes and serves the world, in the similar manner, you are also world servant. But a sevadhari, a server, a servant should have two things. It means renunciate and tapasvi, tyagi and tapasvi. Where there is renunciation and tapasya, fortune comes in front of you like a maid. Servers are those who give and not those who take. That's why they are always free from obstacles. So probably it is the act of taking that creates obstacles. By being a server and creating an atmosphere of renunciation and tapasya, you will constantly be a destroyer of obstacles. So Baba has told us few things about sevadhari. Always to think that who are we? Just as the father is world servant, we are also world servant. Vishwa sevadhari. Just as servant means renunciation and tapasya, a server means one who gives. These are three things. So just as he comes in this world to serve, always to remember that I have come in this world to serve, not to take service from others. The opposite of this is to take service from others. Our life should be such that we take least service from others. We are here to serve. We are here to give. We are here to make our life obstacle free by not resorting to the act of taking. We see that many of the sevadhari mothers, server mothers who come here, if they get sick, if they get ill whilst doing service, they are very reluctant to go to hospital because they feel that if I go to the hospital, then they will give me some medications and I don't have money, and then I will have to take from yagya, and then they might admit me and then that would be an extra burden and bojh. This is always there in their consciousness, that I have come here for service and I should not fall sick. If I fall sick, immediately I should resort to something and get okay, rather than extending that illness for some time, for more time, because my seva will suffer. There's always concern about seva. So this is a very good attitude, just as we see those illiterate, poor mothers who are doing service in Pandav Bhavan. They are so reluctant for admission, even if they are very sick. We see in OPDs, they are having high grade fever, temperature, not well, vomitings and so many other things, if at all they fall ill. But then they want some treatment only on the OPD basis. They never are willing to get admitted. So always have this feeling that I am a world servant. I have come here to serve and not to take service from others. I have not to make others as my servant. There's one more thing associated with this. To consider that I am an officer in charge, a boss, a head, and I expect that others should serve me. If anything I require, everybody should be at my beck and call. That sort of attitude. We are not here posted as officers. We are not here posted as in charges. This is but an instrument. We are but an instrument. We are just kept there. So, who are we? Vishwa Sevadhari, world servant. Let me serve the world. Now, one more thing associated with this is, when I say that I am world servant, it means it is unlimited. It means I have to serve the whole world, not just one person, not just one family, not just one society, not just one state, not just one nation, but the whole world. Our service should not remain restricted to only one place. We have to enter the arena of the unlimited, and from that platform of the unlimited, we serve the unlimited world. To come into limitedness is a weakness. To serve only limited population is a weakness. And the way to become world servant is to assume the angelic form, move across the world, give sakash, invoke souls, talk with them. Those souls of different fields, those souls of different professions, those souls of different speaking different language, those souls living in different continents, different parts of the world. So our service should be world service. Suppose one person is attached to one center and serving it, or one person is in Madhuban and serving only his department and doing only Madhuban service. This is probably a limited. This is not the act of world servant. World servant means you have to transcend this body. You have to go beyond this body. Assume that subtle body, angelic body, astral body, move across the world during the morning hours, during the wee hours, and in that stage, serve the world with the subtle vibrations, with the subtle powers. This is our real service. A time is going to come when speech will not work. A time is going to come, we won't be able to reach different places. Places would become inaccessible. How can we reach those places where there is a great human natural tragedy, natural calamities? We won't be able to reach if there is a bomb spot or bomb explosion somewhere. Are we able to reach there? No. If there is a war, one country wages a war against another country, are we able to go there? Will we be able to go? No, we won't be able to go. It will be impossible task for us to reach. The only way we will be able to reach is by vibrations, is by subtle energies, is by invoking the soul, is by assuming the angelic body, antavahak sharir, and then going there. and then talking with the soul and giving them vibrations of peace, purity and happiness and invoking them and giving them console, giving them solace, giving them succor in the time of distress, in the time of trials and tribulations of their lives. So, be a world servant, not restricted to one center, not restricted to one area, not restricted to one state, but the whole world. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, that feeling should arise, should take over. Vasudhaiva, whole world is my family. So when such a stage arises, automatically we get rid of all the limitedness, because we are entering into that unlimited world where all souls we have to serve of the whole world. This is such a huge soman. People or human being always keeps on thinking about his family. He never transcends his family. If you look at the world, they are concerned, they are worried only about one person: my wife, my brother, my sister, my children, my mother, my father. They are lost in the limitedness. Only this much: my home, everything should be alright, nothing should happen to my family members, they should remain alright. This is my society, and they take part in their societal meetings and the development, utkarsh, of their own limitedness. World servant means you are connected to the whole world. World servant means you are connected to each and every soul of the world, no matter which language they speak, no matter which part of the world they stay, no matter what is their culture and what are their Sanskriti, nothing, what civilization, but whole world. Everything is mine, everyone is mine. He Vishvachi Maze Ghar, this whole world is my family. That feeling, that elevated thought, that elevated emotion, when that arises in the heart, then we become world servant. So second thing is, a server, a sevadhari should have two qualifications. What are they? He should be a renunciate, tyagi, and he should be a tapasvi. One more you can add, vairag. Suppose somebody directly enters into service without these three things, what will happen? There is no renunciation, there is no tapasya, and there is no vairag. And he enters into service and he keeps on serving. He is, whether it is center, whether it is at any other place, and he is giving 7-day course and he is giving speeches and he is conducting programs or seminars or workshops and so on and so forth. But these things are lacking. What will happen? Ego conflicts. There would be friction of sanskars. There would be friction of speech. There would be friction of nature. There would be fight. There would be cutthroat competition for success. There would be jealousy. There would be grudge. They would be carrying within their hearts. It will not be a healthy relationship. Sabko. So, there would be bitter feelings, bitter relationships, bitterness in the relationship, that sweetness, that harmony, that symphony, everybody would be out of sync. So such stage of disharmony, such stage of mental anarchy, such stage of mental disturbance, such stage of distress, anguish, anxiety, insecurity, fear, angst-ridden mind, when these things are not there. So the most important thing for service, before service, prerequisite for service is renunciation. Renunciations is such a beautiful word. Tyag. And when you have these three things, Bhagya, your fortune, your fate, Lady Fate, English it is known as Lady Fate, she will become your maid. Bhagya would become your servant. When there is a tapasya, our service should be an act of tapasya. Our seva should be a sort of tapasya. Our seva should be an act of tyag. There should be renunciation inherent in the seva. There should be vairag, a seva that is done with selfishness, a seva that is done for name, a seva that is just for the sake of recognition, acknowledgement is limited. A seva where there is bubbling enthusiasm only for transitory name or acknowledgement in this family, that seva which is sakam and not nishkam, it leads to downfall gradually. So first fill yourself with tyag and fill yourself with tapasya and fill yourself with vairag and then enter into seva. Or whilst doing seva, try to cultivate these highest virtues of Brahmin life. And the third thing about Sevadhari is the one who gives. He doesn't take. Taking makes us weak. We are not beggars. We have not come here to beg. And what do we beg? We beg in a very subtle manner. We don't beg for gross things, but we beg for subtle things, the subtle desires of the heart that make us a beggar. Amritasya putraha. You are not beggars, but you are children of divinity. Don't think that you are beggar. You are children of king, not beggar. So be not a beggar. So a server, a sevadhari, a servant is somebody who keeps on giving and giving and giving and giving and giving without any expectation of return, without any expectation that somebody should give me something back. That feeling is not there. You know, when there was the final decisive battle between Karna and Arjuna, Karna's guru, Parshuram, he comes in his dreams and tells Karna that you give away success or victory to Arjun because you are famous for giving and not for taking. That's why you give away, because you will be celebrated in the world. Your name would be celebrated as someone who is Mahadani, who is Danveer. So now it is the time to show that you are Danveer. So give away victory to Arjun. And he gives away. So we are giver, donors. We have to give. So from today's blessing, Vardhan, remember these three things. I'll read out again. The biggest title of the father is the world servant. In the similar way, children are also world servant, that is, they are servers. A server means a renunciate and tapasvi. Where there is a renunciation and tapasya, fortune comes in front of you like your maid. Servants are those who give, not those who take. That is why they are always free from obstacles. This very act of giving will make you free from obstacles. Because whenever there is a desire to take, this creates obstacles, because that taking makes us beggar. We want, we crave, we don't want to beg for love. We don't want to beg for care. We don't want to beg for attention, somebody's attention. We don't want to beg for name, praise, glory, power. We don't want to beg for money. We don't want to beg for gross objects. We don't want to beg for what? Sympathy. We don't want to beg for help. We don't want to beg for what else? What do we beg for? These are the very subtle begging. We become very royal beggars. We don't want to beg for somebody's compassion, somebody's mercy. We don't want. A king never begs. That's against his royalty. He gives away whatever he has. It's against his shan, his grace to beg for somebody. And they don't even touch things. If they like something, like somebody brings a sparrow and the king likes, he tells his servants, take it and give the money. He doesn't give the money. He lives in his royalty. So that's the act of royalty. So by being a server and creating an atmosphere of renunciation and tapasya, you will constantly be a destroyer of obstacles. So this is how you become what? Destroyer of obstacles. Understand the subtle philosophy of taking. We don't want to become beggars anywhere. We don't want to ask anything to anybody. Let it come from above. If he wants to give us, it's fine. We don't want to change anything. We don't want to ask and then change. No. So this is today's blessing. Om Shanti.